Oh, yeah. It was a long time ago in a land far, far away. A lot has changed. The Royal Python was started by an incredibly talented illustrator named Raymond Basinger. He lives in Montreal now. And the reason that I wound up running the Royal Bison is because he moved to Montreal. So he started the Royal Bison in 2007. In 2005, the Etsy website started, you know, like the maker, the handmade revolution was a thing that was starting to happen. And I was a young graphic design grad from the U of A who was really interested in making things. So Raymond started the fair. Edmontonian makers, designers all participated. And I joined as a vendor, I think, in 2008. And then in 2010, he moved away and he emailed all the vendors and he said, "Sorry, guys, that was the last fair. The bummer, I'm moving." And a few of us wrote him back and said, "No, this can't be happening. We love this thing." And he suggested that we run it. So we did. We had no idea what we were doing. That was 2010. And out of that original group and several organizers since, I'm sort of the one that's been here the longest. So it's been 13 years for me since 2010. And a lot of change and evolution in those years.
And within those 13 years, obviously, you've seen so many different vendors roll through. And, you know, being a vendor yourself and being someone who actually utilized these services as a vendor rather than the organizer, can you touch on how important these sort of arts and craft fairs are towards local businesses and, I guess, up-and-coming artists trying to get their product out there?
Yeah, it's huge. There's nothing like connecting with a customer, an audience member in a place like Royal Bison. Everybody's really friendly. They're really amped to see your work. I think the audience, the visitors who come to the Royal Bison are just thrilled to see what's on people's tables. I think you also, as a vendor, and I say vendor, I mean artist or designer who's taking part in the fair, right? Vendors just are really benefit from meeting each other too, right? Like you create community within the art and design scene that way. You get to figure out, you know, like maybe you can exchange tools or tips and tricks. You know, you build kind of that network by being at something like Royal Bison. So obviously selling your work and keeping the lights on in your studio another day are all really great goals. I think everybody is very happy to be able to get to do that. And Royal Bison has been really key for a lot of makers and designers, including myself, being able to kind of continue to do what we do at Edmonton. Because there isn't really a lot of other sort of, I guess the modern term for it is platforms like it. So, we just kind of kept it very real and very grassroots and very authentic through the years. And, probably more so focused on community than anything else. And the results have been like really great to see, really thriving ecosystem we've built. So, yeah, the shop local piece is really relevant, right? Like, every dollar you spend in your community definitely stays closer geographically to you, and everybody that you kind of would come across at the Royal Bison is a local maker. They may literally live down the street from you, and there's just something you can't get any more local than that. So the benefits are huge.
And after 16 years, with everything kind of wrapping up this year, this upcoming weekend, what are some of the, are you going to plan something along the lines of getting some, like another fair in the running for next year? What's kind of your goal? I mean, as the organizer, it's kind of your ship now, right? So are you going to go down with the ship? I know that's a weird way to put it. Or are you going to...
I love it. I am going down with the ship. Yeah, the main reason the Royal Bison is sort of reorganizing into a new fair called the Oddbird Craft Fair. It'll start in the spring of 2024 in May. is that, you know, I've been an organizer for 13 years and I can really recognize that it's time for evolution and a change, both for me, you know, doing this twice a year is like an absolute metric ton of work. And it's community-based work. And, you know, I am an artist and designer, and my focus, you know, needs to be a little bit more in that realm these days. So, so I'm moving on personally, and we all just mutually decided, the organizing crew that I'm working with now, that it would be really nice to see something new and see some evolution. So, you know, I've left them with a lot of our capacity, you know, a lot of our kind of paperwork and systems and that kind of thing. And I just hope to see something really equivalent, different, but in the same vein, continuing in the kind of art and design world in Edmonton through the new fair. So I'm really excited for that. Yeah.